Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Tis the season with spring erupting around us and plenty of pollen and allergens in the air. Seems like a great time to bring in someone who could talk to us about sinus problems. In the studio with me this morning is Dr. Parul Goyal, Assistant Professor of Otolaryngology. How did I do?
You did great.
Which to the rest of us means ENT, ear, nose, and throat, which is much easier to say at Upstate. Good morning, Dr. Goyal.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Do you know, I read somewhere that otolaryngology is the oldest of medical specialties in the United States?
Yes, it is. It was the first medical board that was formed.
How about that? Now, that must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, it was early 1900s.
Yeah, a long time ago. Tell me, we need to include head and neck in that description, too. Ear, nose, throat, neck, and head. What are all of the kinds of problems that you deal with as an otolaryngologist?
Well, otolaryngology really is the medical and surgical specialty that deals with a variety of head and neck disorders. So there are people within otolaryngology who specialize into each aspect of our field. So there are people who specialize just in ear problems, people who specialize in nasal problems or throat problems. Our specialty also has folks who do a lot of facial plastic and reconstructive surgery. So really any disease of the head and neck is well managed by otolaryngologists.
That's really a broad specialty then, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it really allows us to look over and treat a lot of different diseases that have manifestations in all of these areas.
And what kinds of diseases would those be?
So it ranges from things as simple as tonsillectomies and PE tube placements for children who have ear or throat problems. And then as people get older, some patients develop head and neck cancer. So there can be a whole variety of diseases in between, from both benign and neoplastic or malignant diseases that we treat.
So that's really a broad reach, from tonsillectomies, which many of us had when we were, 5 and 6 years old, to cancers of the head and neck. And we hear about like throat cancer and jaw cancer, those kinds of things. You're dealing with all of those.
Absolutely. I specifically deal with nasal and sinus problems because that is my area of subspecialty. But within our department, within our field, we have people who deal with all of these different anatomic areas.
So let's talk about sinus and nose problems. There's a whole range even within that, isn't there?
There are. And, there are a lot of symptoms that have that patients have. And in many instances, a lot of different diseases that can lead to the same symptoms. So what we really try to do is take a thorough history and do a thorough examination so that we can try to find the cause of each of these symptoms and try to optimally treat patients.
Okay, well, so let's talk about what some of those symptoms would be.
Well, most of these symptoms are the same ones that many of us have had at various points in our life. Almost all of us have had colds on an annual basis.
Sure.
And the typical symptoms that you get with a cold being stuffy nose, drainage from the nose, decreased sense of smell, facial pressure, and sometimes even fever, all those things are some of the signs that patients with long-term sinusitis have as well. So those are the most common symptoms that people can have over the short term when they have just a routine viral cold. But those are the same symptoms people can have for months to years if they have chronic sinus problems.
And what about sinus headaches?
So sinus headaches are something that is actually debated quite a bit. There are many patients who have pain and pressure in the region where the sinuses are located, but many of them don't have the headaches due to sinus problems or sinus disease.
Oh, really? Because, in the spring and in the fall, I get these intense headaches, and it always strikes me that they must be sinus-related because I'm sniffling, too.
Yeah. If those headaches or that pressure is associated with nasal symptoms, many times there is a nasal explanation for those headaches. There are many people who have headaches in the areas where the sinuses are located without nasal symptoms, and in those cases, we have to look for other explanations for the headaches.
I see. So it could almost feel like a chronic sinus kind of thing, but it might really be something else?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we have to look into closely in terms of doing endoscopies and getting imaging studies to really investigate if these patients have chronic sinus issues that would be the basis for the explanation for their headaches.
I see. I know that some people just live with sinusitis. It's just a chronic thing and they've learned to live with it, and I suppose there are some drugs they can take to alleviate some of the symptoms, but then there are extremes. Talk to us about some of the extremes.
So there are patients who we see who've lived with some of these diseases and these problems for years and years. I'll give you an example of a patient who came into the office with polyps actually hanging out of the nose.
Oh my gosh.
You could see them and see things coming out of the nose.
And they never came to the doctor before then?
No, they were actually too afraid to think about what the treatment options would be for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The great news is that over the last two decades, we really have had such an advancement in both our understanding of how sinusitis develops, the medical treatment options we have for it, and surgical treatment options. So we can treat these diseases much more effectively now than we have ever been able to in the past.
Are these diseases that typically you're better off coming to the doctor earlier, or doesn't it really matter just in the course of the disease somewhere? I know some things need to be treated very early on.
In most instances, when we talk about nasal and sinus problems, we're really talking about quality of life issues.
Okay.
So in most instances, we're not talking about tumors or other things that are going to cause life-threatening problems. So for most patients, it really depends on how much things bother them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're bothering patients enough to impact their quality of life, that's probably the right time for them to go see the doctor.
That's an interesting observation. Speak to me about what some of these illnesses are. I mean, are they, you're talking about sinusitis, which is chronic and lasts for a long time, but are these things, are they viral? Are they bacterial? Are they just conditions that people live with?
Well, there are a whole host of things. And when we talk about sinusitis, we can have sinusitis that's very short-lived,
mm-hmm.
what we call acute sinusitis. And then we can have patients who have chronic sinusitis, and those are the ones who have problems for months to years. So let's talk a little bit about acute sinusitis.
Okay.
And acute sinusitis is something that lasts less than a month. And when we talk about acute sinusitis, we're talking about a bacterial infection that involves the nose and the sinus areas. I think it's also important for us to tell people a little bit about what the sinuses are, because many people have really no idea.
Let's do it. That's a great idea.
So when you look at the face and you feel your cheeks or you feel your forehead, most people would think that the bone there is solid. But actually, there are hollow spaces behind the bone of the forehead and behind the bones of the cheeks. And those
really?
Hollow spaces are the sinuses. We really don't have a great idea why we have sinuses, but we know how the sinuses function. We know what they do. Mucus is being produced throughout the day inside the sinuses, and that mucus slowly works its way out of the sinuses. Most of us don't really think about our sinuses until there is a problem with them. And that, almost all of us have had problems when you've developed a cold, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If you develop a cold, that typically happens from a viral infection. And when you get a viral infection, in most instances, that will go away on its own. But in some people, that viral infection will progress into a bacterial infection. And that's when we would consider those patients to have acute bacterial sinusitis.
I see. And so those sinuses, those little pockets of air, aren't functioning the way they're supposed to?
Exactly. So if you get a viral infection, that causes a lot of swelling and irritation in
mm-hmm.
those. So that swelling and that increased mucus production as a result of that infection can actually cause backup of mucus within the sinuses.
Mm.
It can also cause damage to the lining of the sinuses.
Oh.
And then the bacteria that are typically in the environment or in the nose can then cause an bacterial infection on top of that.
And then there's kind of a domino effect as well, right? Because then all of that mucus starts to go down your throat and you get a sore throat and then
absolutely.
You might get an upset stomach. You
absolutely.
Know, I'm thinking back to when my kids were little.
Yeah, absolutely. The viral infection itself can start a lot of those symptoms, but anytime someone has ongoing nasal symptoms, that certainly affects their overall well-being and certainly affects other symptoms in the head and neck area.
Interesting. Now, you know, one of the things that, in a question, and one of the reasons we called you and wanted you to come in this morning is because among us, we started talking a couple of weeks ago about neti pots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said, what on earth are you talking about? I had never even heard of a neti pot before.
Yeah.
Now, since then, I've watched videos on YouTube and I've done all kinds of things to prepare to talk to you this morning. Speak to us. They're a treatment, a form of treatment.
They are. And there are one of the things that we use very commonly, even in patients who've had disease and very severe disease for years. It's something that we recommend for many patients. So a neti pot is just one way to deliver fluid and irrigation to the nose.
Irrigation, meaning clean it out.
Exactly. So the neti pot, the way it's designed, is designed to passively push fluid, water, and in many instances water mixed with salt or saline, through the nose to clean out the nasal passages. There are a variety of devices available, and the neti pot is just one of those devices. There are many different devices that can be used to actually perform the irrigation itself.
Well, it's interesting watching how it's used, and I did, the one I watched was saline water, and it looks like a little teapot with a long spout, and the fellow was pouring the water in one nostril, and it was coming out the other nostril, and the idea, he said, was to clean out his nose.
Absolutely. And in some people who have chronic symptoms, it's one of the simplest ways to give them relief of their symptoms.
And it really is relieving?
Absolutely. And they've done studies, they've done randomized studies that have looked at the effect of nasal irrigations on patient symptoms in patients who have chronic sinusitis. And just the simple act of washing your nose a few times a day can give significant relief to those symptoms.
And they're not new, are they?
No, they've been around for centuries. Recently, we've seen the popularity increase here in the United States, and a lot of different companies now make various devices that can be used to clean the nose. And you can find many of these in the local drugstore.
Yes. And I know they were popularized by Oprah a couple of years ago, which is why people actually started talking to me. But it really did seem like a good idea. Well, Dr. Parul Goyal, otolaryngologist from SUNY Upstate. I said it again, ear, nose, and throat, and sinusitis, and sinuses, and rhino. There's a rhino word too, right?
Rhinology.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
And listeners, we're going to take a quick break. Please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.